Fleetwood Mac, Go Your Own Way from the album Rumours that came out on this week back in 1974. Hello and good evening, folks. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. We're here this Sunday evening on the Yellow Bridge Road. It's me, your host, Rue, back in the seat once again, and I'm with you for the next hour and a half, and we've got a lot of good, fun stuff coming up on the show. As you know, this is the Yellow Bridge Road, CFRC's British and Irish music show, but we also like to slip in a little bit of other stuff, so there's going to be a lot of interesting, fun things on the show for you guys tonight. I always like to kick things off with a little bit of a throwback, and if there's something that I can pull in, you know, for an anniversary or anything of that sort, all the better. So I thought I'd bring back Rumours today. You know, this isn't really an album that needs to be announced or, like, introduced, because it is one of the most recognizable album covers of all time. It's by the British-American band Fleetwood Mac, of whom really there were almost two distinct versions. The first, Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac, a more kind of traditional British blues group, a bit of a tongue twister that for radio, but they were also an incredibly successful, incredibly influential group. They had a UK number one single, which was an instrumental, the song Albatross, in 1968. So if that's an indicator of anything, success to you, there was them, and then following them, the second iteration of the group with Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham as sort of the two lead singers, front faces of the group. The American folk duo that the existing band discovered in studio while they were out in LA recording. And you know, they started working together. They would go on to be infinitely more successful, more enduring, and would kind of make Fleetwood Mac one of the sort of greatest bands of all time, one of the greatest rock bands, whatever you want to call it, just one of the most enduring musicians. This lineup came together towards the end of 1974, after which they released their 1975 self-titled album, which is just an astonishing body of work in itself. And to think that it was only kind of the first time they were all working together, merely weeks and months after. Of course, they were all very seasoned musicians themselves, but Buckingham and Nicks joined the band apparently on New Year's Eve 1974. Since we've been talking about dates, though, another thing that happened this week on the 4th of February in 1975. Now, this week, 51 years ago, Stevie Nicks wrote Rhiannon, which was on that self-titled album, which I think is one of the best produced rock songs of all time. I just really enjoy it. It's my favorite Fleetwood Mac song. But that album turned 50 last year. 50 years ago, if you can imagine such a thing. But Rumours followed on 2 years later in 1977, second album that they'd worked on together, and it's one of the most successful albums of all time. Like, forget British albums, American albums, rock albums, pop albums, whatever categories you want to put it under, it is one of the highest selling albums of all time. We heard the song Go Your Own Way. And, I mean, there's a lot of songs that you could pick on that album. You could, you know, if you want to sum up the dynamic of the band, of the album, and sort of where the band were at this time, you could have taken a song like I Don't Want to Know, songs like Dreams, which are sort of Stevie Nicks' side of the Buckingham Nicks breakup. I mean, it was a very messy time for the band, but this song, Go Your Own Way, is sort of Lindsey Buckingham's side of the story as he sees it. And there's songs like I Don't Want to Know, which they kind of worked on together, which really sums up the dynamic of the band, you know, just a lot of messy kind of relationship times and breakups and all that kind of stuff. But I think that almost adds to the rock and roll myth of the band, right, more than anything else. But I think one of the reasons why I picked the song that I did pick, Go Your Own Way, is because it makes a bit of a good transition to the next couple of songs that we're going to be playing, because I have some music for us from the band The Cribs. Now, you're going to be wondering, how on earth is this a link from Fleetwood Mac to The Cribs? But I think Go Your Own Way sounds a little bit like what the song that I'm going to be playing by The Cribs, a song called Dark Luck, sounds like. It's from their brand new album, Selling a Vibe, that's just come out this month. It's their 9th studio album now, and the band set out to write a pop album which is always like a bit of an ambitious move. They were working with the producer Patrick Kimberley, who's a bit of a pop producer, he's worked with a lot of pop artists, but to my ear it continues this tight form that the band have rediscovered since their last album, 2020's Night Network, came out. It's an album I've quite enjoyed. Can kind of run you through a little bit of what I liked about it, if you've been wondering whether you should give it the time of day or not. I mean, I've always got time for the cribs. This album, it's got, you know, sharp, interesting guitar work. It's got good riffs on the album. There's songs like Never the Same that have really good guitar work on it, and just harks back to the best of the garage rock revival of the Zeros, like those days, that sort of guitar work that you maybe associate more with bands like The Strokes, just because I think they were more popular in some ways, like they certainly were a bigger band, but quietly behind the scenes, the Cribs were always a powerhouse in their own right, which is why, you know, artists like none other than the guitar master Johnny Marr chose to join the band and write with them, write a whole album with them actually, back in the day. This album's got songs like Summer Seizures, which is a single that I think we'd played a couple of months ago when it came out first, which is more of like a jangle pop, slightly glitzy tune that also feels a little bit more like it's on the pop side of Britpop, that kind of 90s summery sound. But thematically, the album seems to reflect on the band's younger days a bit, you know. There's a bit of their youth, the time that we're now calling UK indie sleaze. It was a pretty busy period for the Cribs, I mean, in ways that really fit in with the times. They nearly got signed to a record deal by none other than MySpace founder Tom Anderson, the lovely MySpace Tom. The band declined because they were pretty much having a laugh with him. They didn't think he was being serious, but they declined that. They instead taught him how to play their songs on the guitar. And then there's the famous, infamous 2006 NME Awards, where the band themselves may not have won an award, but it was the night where frontman of the Cribs, Ryan Jarman, was hospitalized twice in the same night. So what happened was, if you've never heard this story, Franz Ferdinand had won, I think, an award for Best Live Act, and they weren't there in person to collect the award, so the Kaiser Chiefs were sent to pick it up on their behalf. I think this was all being hosted by Peter Hook, and when they came on, they said that the Cribs should instead be getting the award, so they called the Cribs up, and instead what Ryan Jarman did was he launched himself at the Kaiser Chiefs table, and he ended up impaling himself on the glasses and the bottles on the table, immediately ended up in hospital, and, you know, they kind of, they took a look at him, they stitched him right up because he had actually sort of pierced through his stomach. He was like, I could put my hand out there and just feel my fingers pass through. So he went straight to hospital, he got stitched up, and then the doctors told him, go right to bed, just go back to your hotel room, go back to your hotel room, go to bed, don't go back to the party. But for whatever reason it was, he went back to the NME Awards, back to the ceremony, and it kind of saved his life, because it turned out that the doctors had missed that he'd also been punctured internally. Like, he says it was a vase or something just went straight through him. He also ended up puncturing a kidney, and so he was internally bleeding as well, and the doctors had somehow missed that, and they just stitched him up from the outside. But he was back at this awards due, and that's where Zane Lowe, who was with BBC Radio 1 at the time as a presenter, he found Ryan just passed out in the corridor and sent him straight back to hospital. And I think he was banned from the awards for a quick minute. Not just him, actually, but also Kate Nash, who was his partner, his girlfriend at the time. No fault of her own, may we add. But yeah, busy time for the Cribs, the 2000s. I mean, they were definitely right in the midst of that that indie scene, and they kind of seem to reflect on those heady youthful days on this album. There are songs like Looking for the Wrong Guy, which is almost wistful, kind of Foo Fighters-like track. It reminds me of one specific Foo Fighters song anyway, but it's got lines on it like, ain't it a shame that tomorrow finally came. It's almost like, you know, adulthood catching up with this wild life that you could never have imagined to be your life. But they also kind of talk about their beginnings a little bit. I mean, tangentially, they come from Wakefield in Yorkshire. It was up there. There was really not a lot else going on. Certainly no industry in the same way that there is down in London and all of that. And so they were a very DIY group in that sense, where, you know, their earliest tours around the country, the band would just sort of have all these students, student unions, all that kind of stuff, book them. Very, very DIY. They were just kind of like, you know, cover our petrol fare, and just let us, like, find us a place where we can crash and we'll come and we'll play your parties. It was something like that, really, the first tours that they did. Very, very DIY. And they kind of retained that DIY ethos in spite of, obviously, how big they are as well. Their last album, 2020's Night Network, was entirely self-produced. And, you know, they've also kind of reflected on being DIY, kind of working-class artists, people with working-class roots, and on their own lives. There's a song on the album called Brothers Won't Break. And they are, of course, a band of brothers, because frontman and guitarist Ryan Jarman, his twin brother Gary Jarman, is on the bass, and the other member of the band on the drums is their younger brother Ross. But also, a few years ago, the Cribs went through this long and arduous legal battle with their old record label, and now they own all their masters. So they've been talking about how, you know, it's been a learning process for them, and also they've been helping out newer, more clueless, younger musicians who are sort of starting out in the industry on how to kind of be smart about their rights and all that stuff. And they reflect on that too, on that legal battle, on the song You'll Tell Me Anything, which is a song that they produced along with Gordon Raphael, who was the guy that produced the first two Strokes albums. But there's also tracks like Self-Respect that really look into the nature of the music industry and things like that. You know, there's lines on that song, Self-Respect. Self-respect will never cash the checks, just take the credit. If the stakes are so low, then give me a break, I'll never get it. Over these kind of hazy guitars. I think it's a very well-written album. There's songs like Rose Mist that are also really well-written, but the song that I'm gonna play us, like I said, is the opening track, Dark Luck, which you can find on the band's Bandcamp page, because, again, like I said, they are independent now, so you can find them at thecribs.bandcamp.com. After that, we're also going to be playing some music from the London electronic three-piece band PVA, who've just released their second album, No More Like This, which is a follow-up from 2022's album Blush. Very successful album, and they've kind of, you know, been blowing up in the indie sense. But the band have called the new album an ambitious new era. The new album has more subtle and intimate sounds and moments as well, places where the album feels raw. They say it was intimate, experimental, sensory, and emotionally charged. You can find them at pvarok.bandcamp.com. I'm going to play as the last single they released before the album came out, which is called Peel. But let's start off with Cribs. This is Dark Luck on CFRC Radio.
Corridors, echo beige, and every wall, all If I see on the streets again, if I see on the streets again, awful stranger, move closer. If I see on the street again, if I see on the street again, awful stranger, move closer. Lay your hands in such a way, your fingers twisting to create. I don't know what to say right now, that's okay, cause we're riding down. If I see you on the streets again, if I see you on the streets again, oh, oh, stranger,
song Peel. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to CFRC Radio, Yellowbridge Road, bringing you the best in new British and Irish music, and we're here with you until 9:30. We also heard the Cribs' new song, the Cribs' new album, Selling a Vibe. The song was called Dark Luck, first song from the album, and a really fun and really good album, if you ask me. I'm going to be playing some music from Coach Party, who are a band, you know, fuzzy indie rock band from the Isle of Wight. They've got a new track called Nurse Depression, and this is the first new music that they've had out since their second album, Caramel, came out last year, back in September. And they'd said about the album at the time that it's kind of like a sweet but could be too sweet kind of thing. So they said that the album, sort of depending on the context on the song, was either sickly, sweet, regrettable, celebratory, addictive, or habitual. It's up to the listener. But this is a really fun new song. I mean, it's a bit perplexing. I feel like it would fit on the album in sort of the same kind of way of contradictions. But you can find them at coachparty.bandcamp.com. The song is called Nurse Depression, which is a great title for a song. Then I'm also going to be playing us some music from Belfast. The band Chalk's debut album, Crystal Punk, is coming out on the 13th of March. They've put out a new single from the album called IDC, I Don't Care. It's very different from what they usually do. Now, they're usually the kind of industrial guitar post-punk band. Like, when I think of bands like maybe Maruja, or maybe like Gurriers or Enola Gay or some of those bands, they kind of fit into that mold for me. This one breaks out of that quite a lot more. This one is more dancey, more electronic, and it's almost like having this layer of a kind of more electronic sheen to the music, puts this layer of coldness, and like it emphasizes this lack of emotion, even though ironically I think it's quite a heartfelt track. So I'm looking forward to the album. You can find them on their Bandcamp page, which is chalkbelfast.bandcamp.com. They're also going to be doing a few shows in the US next year in March. We're also going to be playing some music from a London hardcore and rock band, Dead Air, who I quite like. They've got a new song called Do It For The Pay, pretty self-explanatory and really excellent. You can find them at officialdeadair.bandcamp.com. This is Coach Party with Nurse Depression.
Yeah. useless. It's what it takes to keep society moving. About to reach breakpoint, but I have to let it fester. Gotta do this job so the kids could have it better. I'm out here risking my life. You do it for the pain.
Folks, you're still tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. We heard some new music on the last set. Music from Coach Party. Song of theirs called Nurse Depression and Chalk with IDC. I don't care. And we've also got new music coming up. We've got some debut singles actually coming up for you on the next set. There's a new band called Goodbye who are from Brighton. And I found out about them because they're opening for Lime Garden, who are a cool band that I quite like. They have just put out their debut single. It's called Meet. And it's this kind of cool indie rock that swells and builds very impressively. They say Meet sort of touches on the idea that some men see women as lustful objects rather than human beings, ogling them as meat. Sometimes you catch a stranger's eye and they look right through you, as though they're stripping you of everything you are, your personality, skills, talent, reduced to just meat. In my experience, the majority of women I know have felt this in some form, so I kept the lyrics deliberately vague and open to interpretation. I was searching for this band on Instagram, but because they're called Goodbye, I instead got sent to suicide prevention helplines. So instead, I'll give you their Bandcamp link. You can type it directly into your browser and go and check out their music, this one single. They're called Goodbye, so you can find them at goodbyeband.bandcamp.com. Another debut single we've got is from the London band, from a London band who've been playing on the underground scene for a few years. They're called Tooth. They've released their debut single, Age of Innocence. It's very well written. Their frontman, Tom Pollock, describes the song as sort of being a reflection on a fading chapter of his life, sort of closing the book on being a teenager and kind of that sort of adolescence. He said he's described it as an epilogue for my adolescence. It's a really good song. You can find them at toothgroup.bandcamp.com, even though the music isn't really up on there yet. But then we've also got some jazz to round out the set, just to change things up a little bit. Going to be playing some Nubian Twist. They are a 9-piece jazz band. They are on their way to releasing their 5th album, Chasing Shadows, that's coming out on the 20th of March. And you've probably heard me talking about and playing this band a little bit because they're a really fun band, and they were one of their album, NT Sound System, was one of our albums of the year last year. But they're already onto their next album, and they've been pulling in a few really fun collaborations as well. So they've got Booty Brown, contemporary icon from Farside, who they said that they met last year during the Mexican tour with Damon Albarn's Africa Express. They had that album Bahidora last year. But Woody Brown has also worked with Damon quite a bit before because he was on Cracker Island, the last Gorillaz album. And they were talking about how this idea for this song emerged. They said, we played each other some projects that we're working on and realized we shared the same musical vibe. When Tom, the sort of band leader of Nubian Twist sent this idea to him. He said it was a no-brainer. The song's called Red Herring. He said his verses focus on a relationship that falls apart and what the band describe as this wider misdirection tied to big tech and AI, with lines about situations that died on the honeymoon, evidence being sanitized and dreams being neutralized. You can find the album at Nubian Twist, spelled Nubian Twist. bandcamp.com. Album's called Chasing Shadows. We're listening to the song Red Herring. This is Goodbye with the song Meet.
Strip them right down, untie my skin, turn me outside, buy them right down until they're gone, pull my bones out, strip them. Yeah.
time we discuss this. I mean, we both came to some type of agreement, didn't we? I thought, man.
Something's mucky in the waters. Sip a taste and you won't find truth. Trying to take back what they owed us. You ain't never gonna take my roots from me. Finding my way through this masquerade. Want to be free. It's not the way it's supposed to be.
Man, agreed to meet a costa. Convinced I'll be perfect for the roster. Hate it when the situation feel that you gossip. Make the best of it, light years from truth. And you're feeling so desolate. Where the ever went, it died in the honeymoon. Headed to the races cause you gave a little running room. And tricky like a summer boom when things got hot later to switch to Darth Vader. Now I'm forced to believe in the empire. Hard to bring you up to see but slick the entire. You catch the pocket pattern when things transpire. And they lost what they never bought. Or I should've never bought into the BS. I was dreaming BS. Wake up in the morning and greet a BSDS. Crystal clear waters and why should I see that?
Something's murky in the waters. Sip a taste and you won't find truth. Trying to take back what they owed us. You ain't ever gonna take my roots from me. Finding my way through this masquerade. Want to be free. It's not the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure things out. Cause we said it was like this. And then you said this, but now it's
never gonna feel this way again. 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 Never gonna feel this way again.
Even though it's hard to see, with a wall over our eyes, trying to disguise, searching for silver in the lining. But in the hope I see, flicker in the dark, the truth is in the heart. We can expose the lies, illuminate peace. Burning out their minds.
It's already been televised. Lots of witnesses, alibis, evidence, sanitized, sanity jeopardized. Your idea, your passion drive, non-neutralized, utilized. Niggas that you knew, now it's who them guys, unsupervised. Dreams not euthanized, cause they was led astray. So let's take a moment and let us pray.
Red Herring, Nubian Twist featuring Booty Brown. Welcome back to the show, folks. We also heard some music from Goodbye, debut single Meat, Tooth, also debut single Age of Innocence. We've got some new post-punk from Nottingham. There's a new band called Bloodworms who've just put out a track called Bloodlust, and I'm seeing a bit of a theme here. But they say it was written about the duality of relationships and the angst of being stuck in a small town. We had, they said, the raw excitement of starting something new and not just really caring about anything aside from the music itself. We've tried to capture that feeling and energy in the recording. You can find them on Bandcamp at bloodworm1.bandcamp.com. We've also got a new single from the indie band from York called Robo. They released a sort of double A-side single, if we're still using the terminology of physical singles. But we heard their single Lighthouse, I think, a couple of weeks ago. But I'm going to be playing as the other side of that single, a song called Spilling Cup. And you can find them at robotheband.bandcamp.com. Robo spelled R-O-B-O. Then I'm going to play some music from Sprints. They've released a cover of Decepticon, the very, very well-known Le Tigre song. And their front person, Carla Chubb, says, I'm not sure there's a woman in the world who plays the guitar who hasn't been inspired by Kathleen Hanna. True. Decepticon is a dance punk classic, a constant in the tour van, and a cover that we used to throw into festival sets for fun. What better way to mark our return to the States and honor our love for US punk than by releasing our little rendition of Decepticon? And it is true, the band are on tour across North America at the moment. They've been touring in the US, they've come to the US before, but this time they're also going to be playing in Canada. In fact, they're in Toronto at the moment, and I'm seeing them tonight at Longboat Hall in Toronto. And hopefully, if all goes well, they will be joining us in the next couple of weeks on the show, because we might just have an interview that we're recording on site at this very show. But I'm going to be playing us that track, and you can find them at sprintsmusic.bandcamp.com. Their debut album, Letter to Self, was one of my favorite albums of 2024. And their follow-up last year, I've been listening to it a lot more, kind of preparing for this interview. All That Is Over, it's a really, really good album, so do go check them out. But let's start us off now with Bloodworm. This is their song Bloodlust on CFRC Radio.
Sticking bodies made of sound, and there's a rumor.
Oh, that's a bit of a classic out there. Decepticon by Latigre originally, covered by Sprints, a band who I'm actually going to be seeing tonight. It's actually really interesting how many shows we've been having in these cold, wintry, extremely snowy months of just sort of December, January, February. We saw Shame last week, like I said, and I did tell you that I was gonna, you know, bring you guys a quote full review of the show, and then I listened back to the show and realized I'd spent a good like 10 minutes just telling you about that show. I think I've reviewed the show quite enough, unless you want to hear me talking about it again. But there is one really interesting thing. I was talking to a friend about it who also went to that particular show, and I love the way that they described Charlie Steen's stage presence. They said, so he had his sunglasses on the whole time, and he was really connecting with the crowd still, but, you know, they said that they felt like even through the sunnies, he was piercing everyone's soul. So just really good stage presence from Shame out there, that they were out there, you know, Charlie Steen. I feel like they're the opposite end of the Fontaines DC spectrum, even though these two bands are bands that were compared quite a lot, especially in their early days, but where Fontaines were sort of more of the band that would stand behind the music and let it do all the talking, seemed a bit more like introverted, a bit more within themselves, even though they also have incredible stage presence and really draw you into their performance, but it's a lot of the music doing the talking. Shame liked to reach out and draw you in. So Charlie Steen, you know, he was out there just reaching out, hands reaching out. It did feel like even through the sunglasses, as my friend was saying, he seemed to be connecting a lot with people. One of my friends, Hayden, was also on the barricade, and there was a point when Charlie just reached over and grabbed his hand and just held on to it as he was singing, and there were all these fans kind of crowd surfing because it was that kind of energetic show, you know, so they were all kind of crowd surfing, getting over, getting to the front in front of him, and he would just kind of grab their hands and smile at them and just like really add to the energy of the crowd. So it was a really good fun show. And I'm sure you all want to see what this show looked like. So I'm just going to do a bit of a plug here for a photographer friend of mine who I did take to the show with me, who was my sort of my photo pass plus one, if you will. So do go and check out my friend Sam Siampa's photos. You can find her work on Instagram at, I'll spell out her Instagram, S-A-M-C-I-A-M-P-A photo. So do go check out her Instagram. I will also be posting about that show, the reviews, all that kind of stuff. I'll be posting about it on the Yellow Bridge Road Instagram, which is just at Yellow Bridge Road. So do go check out her photography, because her photography is great, and what a show to be photographing as well. I'm going to play something a little bit different for us now. Franz Ferdinand have been out and about, you know, they've been on tour. They're now in Australia, and, you know, when in Australia, do as the Australians do, when in Australia, when on Triple J, cover an Australian band, you know. So they did that show Like a Virgin, where you do kind of cover versions, similar to how they do on BBC Radio 1's Live Lounge. And it's always interesting to see these bands do something very different from what they would normally do. But if anything, this particular cover